Good evening from Washington, where an embarrassed Secret Service has yet to fully explain how an intruder made his way from the street onto the White House grounds and through the front door of the most protected home in this country. It happened around 7 o'clock last evening. The man's sprint across the North Lawn forced a rare evacuation of the White House and sent Secret Service agents and officers springing into action with guns drawn. The first family was not home at the time. Still, the fact the intruder made it past the doorstep has put the agency in charge of their protection under harsh scrutiny.
Shocking moments posted on Instagram when a man identified as 42-year-old Omar Gonzalez jumped the White House fence Friday night, ran the length of the North Lawn, and entered the unlocked front door of the first family's residence. Moments later, a guard inside apprehended him. The chaos began just after the president and his daughters left for Camp David. A former Secret Service special agent says it's possible the breach happened because resources were focused on the president's departure.
Because we were so heavy on our resources on the South grounds, that's where the majority of the resources were. They didn't have the chance to come back north, and hence we had this jumper get closer than usual.
In a statement, the agency acknowledged the location of this individual's arrest at the White House is not acceptable to the Secret Service and will be closely reviewed. Friday's fence jumper is yet another blow to an agency trying to rebuild its image after a slew of embarrassing incidents, including one in Cartagena, Colombia in 2012 involving prostitutes.